Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, we know John Michaels likes the booty bass.
Mm-hmm.
But was this a choice, Solana? No Pepas? Because of the Heat performance last night? Because it's been Pepas the last few times.
It's been Pepas, but I got to be 100% honest. I don't feel comfortable playing Pepas right now.
No, I got you. I wanted to know if that was a conscious decision that, hey, you know, it seems like it's the end, and there will be no Pepas. No Pepas for you, Crowder. No Pepas for you, John Michaels. John Michaels on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. He hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. He is a longtime friend of the program, huge Hurricanes fan, huge Heat fan. And he doesn't really get to talk Canes and Heat that much up in Atlanta. He gets castigated for it. So we bring him on, and we have our fun. Would you have preferred Pepas coming in, or are you kind of the same opinion as Solana?
What happened to guts? Solana was the king of guts. Now we won't play Pepas because we're down 3-2. It's time to have guts, Miami Heat. I'll give my groin to Tyler Hero. If Jimmy Butler needs the half a good knee I have left, he can have it. If Kyle Lowry needs to go on my diet program, he can do so. We got guts to go win in Boston in game number 6 and bring it back to Miami for game 7 and a Memorial Day victory and get us to the NBA Finals. Crank up Pepas. Let's go, man.
We have there it is. John just preached the gospel. Put Solana in his place. Look at Solana. Solana's taking his pants off. Solana's pants are coming off. Put your pants back on.
Heat in 7.
Heat in 7. Let's go. Len is running down the hallway with his pants off, too. What is happening here?
Getting naked for?
I actually think someone pantsed him, and he's trying to get his pants back. I think Len is getting picked on. Yeah. No, so John, do you feel that way honestly, or I mean, obviously you're a Heat fan, so we all want them to surprise Boston tomorrow, make it to a game 7 back here, or can you look at last night and the game before it and say, man, they're just out of gas?
It does feel, honestly, like they're out of gas. But last night, they played really good defense. You held Boston to 93 points. They couldn't throw it in the ocean last night. Literally, they couldn't get a lap dance at Tootsie's last night with 10,001 stacked on top of the table. That's how bad they were. There is no way on God's green earth that they will go 7-for-45 from the three-point line as they did in game number 5 at home. I will say something. Eric Spoelstra has been a mad scientist, and we love him, and you know he's one of the greatest coaches of all time. He has to make a lineup change tomorrow night. Your backcourt, Kyle Lowry's clearly not right. The hamstring's not right. He scored, I think, 0 in the last 2 games, if I'm not mistaken, and 3 turnovers a night ago. Gabe Vincent has to start. I would not be opposed to going a little bit bigger in the starting lineup. Start Gabe, start Jimmy, start PJ. Give me Dedmon or Yurtsevin just to give me another big body next to Bam, because Robert Williams has flat-out punked Bam Adebayo in a few games, and Bam didn't get aggressive last night until they were down 20 in the fourth quarter. There's a way to win this game. You have to go out on your shield, and that's defensively, but somebody, for the love of God, has to make a three-point shot. The game was over. When I saw Victor Oladipo hit nothing but backboard 2 threes in a row, I looked at Kane and I go, you shoot better than that in seventh grade AAU. That's embarrassing.
And John, but I know we have the guts, but they don't have an offense. You're right. They can play. They can hold somebody under 100. We do not have a half-court natural scorer on this team. With Jimmy's knee being bad, now we're really in trouble.
Yeah, and that's Crowder where you have to make jump shots. And I know, you know, and I have this argument with Brian Finner. Brian Finner is like, the NBA is unwatchable right now. They're all blowout games. I said part of it has to do with the style of play. Miami was the number one three-point shooting team during the regular season. Boston has basically said, you will not beat us with the three. I don't know if Tyler Hero's groin's going to be well enough to play. Tape it up, wrap it up, do whatever the hell you need to do. Don't put Icy Hot, because I've tried that once, and it doesn't work really well if it hits the wrong areas. But you got to have your natural score. You have two guys that can really create their own shots. It's Jimmy Butler and it's Tyler Hero. Everybody else needs to run off of some kind of action. And I think they said it best late in the broadcast last night, Crowder. If the jump shots and making shots makes your defense better, and you could see Miami get demoralized in that third quarter when Boston was getting easy shots, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown finding ways to get easy shots, and Miami continued to chuck up jumper after jumper after jumper, and they wouldn't go down. It is imperative tomorrow night. Miami has to get off to like a 20-5 start and put Boston on their heels. I think if they can hit some shots, get confident, they have a chance to pull an upset on the road.
The problem, John, is because I, you know, everybody's kind of got the same feel, like, oh, Tyler Hero, you got to get out there. But you're watching Jimmy Butler and Kyle Lowry tough it out through injuries, and it's not helping. So, you know what I mean? Like, I kind of vacillate between, well, we need Tyler out there to create some points, but if he's injured and he's not going to be effective out there, then you just got to use the guys that are healthy and hope that they can do something.
The good thing, all season long dealing with COVID and other various injuries, they were able to use the guys that were healthy and win a lot of ball games to be the number one seed, whether it's Caleb Martin, you know, whether it was Victor Oladipo in the limited time that he played, whether it's starting Duncan Robinson. Max Strus looks like he was aching yesterday with a hamstring injury as well. They have the depth to do so. The question is, in the Eastern Conference Finals, where you've now seen each other for five games, set to be six, where Boston knows every one of your intricacies and they found a way to defend you over the last couple of games, can you find ways to make shots? I get it. You know, guys injured and playing at 80% probably doesn't help. I just can't go out with my best players sitting on the bench. And I think Kyle Lowry will try to gut it out tomorrow. I wouldn't start him. Let him come off the bench and give me 15 to 20 minutes. Tyler Hero, if you can give me 10 and knock down two jump shots, I'm going to feel great. And Jimmy, I don't know if you got to stick some cortisone in there. You know, if you need to put gel inserts, whatever it needs to be for tomorrow, you have to have Jimmy be aggressive. But the main one that has no excuse is Bam Adebayo. You're as healthy as anybody in the playoffs, and the only game you played well was Game 3 on the road when Jimmy – I guess it was Game 3 – when Jimmy didn't play, and you come out and you go 31 and some change. So that was the game Jimmy left at halftime. You go 31 and change. That also happened against Al Horford's old ass. You have to be aggressive from the opening tip. Go after Robert Williams. He blocks five of your shots. The hell with it. You cannot stand back and wait until the fourth quarter to get aggressive. You're a $160 million player. You damn well better play like one tomorrow. Or guess what? In the offseason, you're going to start hearing rumors about maybe the Heat paid for the wrong guy.
And John, to that point, like big picture, if everybody was healthy, we know they were the number one seed in the East. Is this a championship roster? Would you be okay with them running it back? I know they have a bunch of stuff to do. They got to re-sign Tyler Hero and all that stuff. But if they could, would you be comfortable running it back with this roster?
Yes. You know, there was a lot. And, again, we go back to what happened during the regular season, how many injuries and COVID days and, you know, Jimmy missing 20-some-odd games. Yeah, I'd be okay running it back. Is it a championship roster? I think everything has to break perfectly. And in a way, it kind of did in the playoffs. You get the Hawks, and I get it, you know, that they weren't necessarily healthy. You were better than the Hawks regardless. You get a Joel Embiid-less Philadelphia for two games to be able to go up two games to none, and then you split the last four games with them. And honestly, Boston's been banged up other than the best two players they have on the floor in Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Best case scenario, yes, they can win. But the other side to that, when you have eight undrafted guys and like five of them get major minutes, I don't care how great Pat Riley and Andy Ellisberg and Alonzo Mourning are. Sometimes you need an influx of talent. Victor Oladipo, I would need him to take the step from being a nice little bench story to going back to being 15 to 20 point a game fit because he can get his own shot. I need Tyler Hero to take another step, And I honestly would need to figure out, is Kyle Lowry worth two more years of investment? Because you've got two more years on his deal. I think 1 year is a team option. I got to figure out, does he have anything left in the tank? I could probably give it one more year, and that would be it. And then maybe you need to break it up. But in that same sentence, I would not be opposed if Bradley Beal becomes available, Donovan Mitchell becomes available, DeAndre Ayton becomes available. I would absolutely go make a move because Jimmy ain't getting younger, neither is Kyle. And Tyler Hero, I don't know if I want to invest max money in him with the way that he's played or not played so far in the playoffs.
Maybe Joel Embiid wants to come here, John. You saw his tweet last night. Maybe he wants to come.
My good buddy John Kincaid, who does morning in Philadelphia, I'm sure this morning he had a field day with this, and I'm sure that's exactly what the Philly media wants. But Joel Embiid planted – let's be real. Joel Embiid planted that seed at the end of the series when he said Jimmy Butler was the best teammate he ever had.
Yep.
I'm not opposed to giving them Bam and Tyler Hero if that means Joel Embiid. Let's do it. Let's go make that move for an MVP.
Oh, I would give up anyone. Anyone besides Jimmy Butler. I would love to see Jimmy Butler and Joel Embiid on the court together. That would be unbelievable. Now, I will tell you, just so that we don't, you know, rumor monger, Joel Embiid tweeted last night, Miami needs another star. Everyone took that to mean that he wants to come here. He did tweet later on, okay, y'all are stupid, LMAO. So he seemed to walk it back just a touch.
Yeah, that's called the Nick Saban backtrack. When you get a blowback, all of a sudden you have to come with the phony apology or the laugh-out-loud emoji.
Walked it back just a touch. What do you think about Alonzo Highsmith coming to work in the athletic department at the U, John?
Mario Cristobal and Rudy Fernandez and Dan Radakovich, these guys have to be commended for what they've done for the University of Miami. Crowder, I know you are shaking in your boots up there in Little Gainesville because you hired Group of Five Billy to be your new coach, and you had to go get some of his Group of Five buddies to be the new coaches.
Group of Five Billy.
This is when you know Miami is serious about football. You don't have anybody pushing back. Alonzo Highsmith should have been here 3 years ago, but Manny Diaz didn't want him to be here. Blake James didn't want him to be there. Now you get him there. It's all about results at this point. You have put all the infrastructure in place, $100 million upgrade to the facilities coming. It's time to win football games. Mario, let's get us to Charlotte this year. Next year we get to the college football playoff. I'm putting it out a year early. Charlotte this year, next year college football playoffs. Then we could actually say the U is back.
How about that? How's your group of five Billy feeling now, Crowder?
So listen.
Play Pepus again. Play Pepus for the Hurricanes.
Jason Taylor can't play. Alonzo Highsmith can't play. You have to have the players play.
We can't hear you over Pepus.
John.
We can't hear you over Pepus. C-A-N-E-S Canes.
Group of Five Billy can't play either. Neither can Anthony Richardson or any one of your cast-off running backs that can borrow from Miami because they weren't good enough to play here.
John, AR-15 got something now. I'm telling you, I watched him in the spring game.
against your defense, you're right. AR-15 probably will look pretty good.
I love the John Michaels swag. John Michaels from 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Hey, are you going to see Top Gun Maverick? You have to have loved the original Top Gun.
No, I didn't love the original.
What?
There was way too many. Hey, it's one of the more overrated 80s movies.
What?
And I know Hawk is going to give me crap for this. Our PD came in today. Yes.
Play Peppas backwards. Playing backwards. We don't have it. We don't have it backwards.
No, I have no interest. None whatsoever in seeing Top Gun 2, 3, or whatever.
What about Jurassic Park, the final movie in the series?
Yeah, the first one was great. It's just a bunch of dinosaurs. No thanks. I'm the worst person to ask about movies.
He's right on the Jurassic Park series. He's right on that. The first one was great, and then they got progressively worse. I'm going to see it regardless, but the first one was great.
If it's on my Fire Stick and I can find it, I'll watch it. Outside of that, no. I'm the worst person to ask about movies. I like documentaries, I like sports movies, and I like comedies. Very limited dynamic
Top
of movies
Gun?
That I'm going to go. And I haven't been to the movies probably in 5 years.
Wow. I am floored by the end of this conversation here. Did you like? Did you see Uncut Gems?
Never heard of it. No.
But what? What?
No. Don't worry about it, John.
What is going on here? What's your favorite movie of all time, John?
Remember the Titans. Nothing touches that.
Really? Your favorite movie of all time?
Hmm. It's a good one.
Scarface is right there. Yeah. Goodfellas, rest in peace to the great Ray
Liotta.
How about that?
Ray Liotta died today. Wow. Goodfellas is such a great movie.
I can turn on. I will watch Goodfellas even on the TNT cut version.
Yes.
Because it's just such a fantastic movie.
Oh, my God. The end there when the helicopter is following them in the car. I mean, what? I mean, you're feeling the angst that he's going through there. What a great movie.
Well, how much cocaine was he on? That was the biggest
question. My God.
I mean, he did a bump about every 20 seconds.
Yeah, no, it was crazy. Like, I mean, you saw it, right, too? With like, I mean, he started to look like it. It was really, really a great movie. I can't believe you didn't love Top Gun, though. What's your favorite movie of all time, Crowder? It's Avatar? Or Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction. Pulp Fiction.
He loves Avatar. That's not even a joke, John.
Love Avatar, John.
Really? Man, the only reason to watch Avatar was Zoe Saldana in Blue. That was the only reason to watch Avatar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you can connect your labrays together to make love. I just enjoyed that movie.
There you go.
Is that why you have hair?
I'm hoping they figure it out one day.
He's waiting for that moment. John,
I'm just keep connecting my braids to my own braids over and over again.
What are you guys talking about, by the way, up in Atlanta?
Oh, a little bit of everything. Yeah. Mostly, Nick Saban, Jimbo Fisher stuff is really in the news. And, you know, this is the time of the year. For us, you know, as the flagship of the Braves, a lot of talk about the Braves and why they're stuck in mediocrity right around 500. I try to get NBA talk going. I get shot down immediately within about 30 seconds of talking about the NBA and the Eastern Conference Finals. And, of course, my cohorts took a shot this morning. Oh, you're down 3-2. I said, at least my team's still playing.
Yeah.
Your team's been in Cancun for 2 months. And we sent them there. So, what do you want from me? You know, and we also start to get the countdown to college football going. You know, the times are coming out. We're getting ready for we just had Falcons OTAs, which they're going to be the worst team in the NFL. But either way, a lot to talk. You guys, unfortunately, had to deal with the Panthers getting swept and now the Heat in trouble. And, oh, my goodness. It is tough to be a Miami sports fan.
Well, not really, though. I mean, we're in the Eastern Conference Finals, and the Panthers finally made it to the second round in the NHL playoffs. I mean, it didn't end, obviously, the way that we had envisioned. But, it's been a fun little run here for the Heat and the Panthers. And really, we're not ready to stick a fork in the Heat just yet.
No, if anything that franchise has shown us is when the toughest times are needed, they usually will put together a great effort. And you just got to figure P.J. Tucker, Jimmy Butler, even Kyle Lowry, guys like that, they're going to go out with everything they have left. If they've got enough in the tank and they hit shots, they can win and get it back to Game 7, and then all bets are off when it comes to Game 7. If they're not hitting shots tomorrow, Boston goes to the finals and Golden State beats them, and, you know, we're somewhat happy because we don't have to watch Boston and all their arrogant fans celebrate with a big victory. By the way, the best 80s movie, since you were talking about Top Gun, is Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh,
so if you want to see a
so
classic
good.
80s movie, that is it.
That, I mean, the soundtrack, the everything about Fast Times at Ridgemont High is great.
All of us had a Mike Damone as a friend.
Everybody knew a Damone. Little hustler. Yes. Little hustler. Always had a side hustle working. Earth, Wind, and Fire, Jefferson, and Little Brother.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Thanks, John.
All right, guys.
There you go. John Michaels had a little bit of guts, then the guts seemed to dissipate, and then maybe he got a little bit of the guts back at the end there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.